The biggest argument against voting in the church, aside from the fact that voting in the church is sort of not exactly from the Bible, okay, for women voting in the church, the biggest argument is, okay, so you once had one vote for every family, and now you have two votes for every family, and it's okay for the woman and the husband to disagree about the future publicly. Privately, publicly, publicly, privately, okay? That's the problem. Who cares about the vote? I mean, the idea that voting's a right or a duty or any of these things, this is a man-made concept, okay? It has some value, like the Strengths Finder or whatever, right? But like, the bigger issue is, like, why would you, as a couple who's married, to stay married together for the sake of your life together in faith, go to a congregation and want a different future from each other there? That just allows, it encourages division in the home to remain division in the home and become part of division in the church. That seems unwise, right? Does that mean that women shouldn't vote? I mean, again, I think it's a red herring, actually. You take away the women's right to vote in the church, and it doesn't change the problems we're facing right now with birth control or the lack of value of family or the, you see, Paul has this old phrase. It's kind of rough. 1 Corinthians 14, they should be silent, he says, right? So you in some church bodies, you can't vote, but you can speak out against your pastor publicly and disagree with him about theology in front of a whole group of people. That seems to me to be a bigger issue biblically. Call me nuts. I am, you know, but I believe what it says. That's why I'm crazy, is I believe what the Bible says, right? And do I think that they should be silent in the churches means that women can't ask a question in Bible study? Not necessarily. However, I also do think that it'd be amazing if they did ask their husbands at home, like Paul said. Like, that'd be incredible. And then their husband came back, he's like, you know, last week after Bible study, my wife asked me this question and I didn't know the answer. Can you know, like, what an amazing community that would be.